Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 9 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's episode, a talk with Dr. Morse. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Hello, my dearest ones. It is cold, and I haven't talked with you in so long. There's so many things going on. Not to mention, we all have our personal life crap that's been coming down on us. Well, you know, we all go through that. And remember I said last year that this year was the cleansing year, getting rid of the areas of yourself that's controlling you so much, emotions particularly. This was an incredible year of ripping emotions and old haunts and cleaning out things that you needed to clean out in your emotional bodies. So a lot of experiences geared to the emotions and personal issues like that, personal love and personal things as opposed to divine love. And it's been an interesting year that way. I was thinking about this coming year. I think it's going to be the year of the truth. Truth's going to start coming out. It's frightening for a lot of people to see the truth of things on all levels. But I have so much to talk to you about. I started going through my stuff here for various reasons. I've been in a gigantic move. And I've got so many tidbits from all these years. I've just got stacks and stacks and stacks. Remember, I'm 51 years into this. So I've got stacks and stacks of stuff from all kinds of neat stuff. Personal letters from Jensen to me and all kinds of stuff. But I tell you what, I looked at this bottle for a while. I was so busy. And this is from Beth, a sweet Beth. And she lives by this auctioneer and she was looking at these old bottles and we're going, now is this an old bottle? Because you could tell the way they cut this that they don't take this much time and beauty to do this anymore in terms of the mold. But it says in Ray's letters here, Dr. Morris's celebrated syrup. I like to cry. They said, oh, no. I said, this is a new bottle. She had it made. And then my son looks on the bottom and it says 1841. That's amazing, sweetheart. That's amazing. Isn't that Dr. Morse's celebrated syrup? Probably was. You know, I mean, it's like, I've been pushing health for a lot of years. That's all I know, as far as I can remember back, you know. But Beth, I love you, honey. That's great. Couldn't have found anything any better. Holy crap. Good stuff. And I did a video. I talked about Annette and her mom, Elizabeth, how she was bedridden and some mysterious disease they did not know. You know, it's funny when they don't understand anything, suddenly it becomes a disease because in the disease category, no one knows anything about them because they're all fabricated by the medical mind. So we don't know. It's a disease, man. GERD, you know, you get acid reflux. Ah, it's a disease. It's GERD. Acid reflux disease. So then they can treat it. Yeah, I guess. But Annette, this is Annette. Sweet thing. I met her at the fruit festival few years ago over toward Miami. Yeah, sweet. Love you guys. You guys are kicking butt. You know, when you're in trouble, you kick butt. That's all you got. You just got to kick butt when you're in trouble. Where do I start? Start by saying thanks, guys. Love you. I've worked on a lot of these guys. So, hang in there. Sick what's going on. Sick, sick, sick. You guys heard that? Heard her? If you haven't got this CD, you gotta get it. Detox. She got a professional band. I mean, this is good. I love this one. I play this a lot. It's good stuff. Detox Blues. Yeah, I thought those were good songs she wrote too. Well, let me see some of these things here. Oh my God, I pulled out all kinds of things. What you don't know about your doctor could hurt you. Yeah. Uh-oh. Consumer Reports. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So I'm going to couple that one with what have I got here? I've had so many things going on, I've had to put some of this to the side here, and I've had people in here, so I'm kind of got stuff all over the place. But I'm going to couple that with this article from the same magazine. And let's see if I can find it here. Yeah. It's in this edition of Consumer Reports. All I could have swore it was on the front page. This goes back in March 14, 2014. But in it is an article that, and I've mentioned this before, and it is an article called Survive Your Hospital Stay. And back in 2014, they guesstimated 440,000 people died at hospital errors. Now, there's a thing called iatrogenic, I suppose you could call it iatrogenic deaths, or iatrogenic conditions, which includes deaths, which are created by medical doctors. This is also only talking about hospital mistakes, not iatrogenic, not anything else. So, they're willing to say we have a pandemic at about, 3% of about 300,000. That's about what the deaths are now, which is about, this is 440,000 a year. Now it's probably 600,000 or 800,000. And if you've worked in hospitals, nurses and physicians and stuff, like I have, then you know that figure is a little on the low side. Just saying. So when you hook up all this stuff, and 60 Minutes did a special on a guy that, I think he was in California, but cosmetic surgeries and stuff like this. And a lot of people, I think several people died under him, and he had some serious complications. He had a lot of complaints, and they were just starting to come after him after years of complaints. Interesting. But then he booked out of the state. So 60 Minutes, I don't know if it was Wally or one of them, was interviewing the head of the AMA at the time, the big chief of the American Medical Association, big old guy, right? And they said, how do we protect the innocent people from medical doctors that hurt people? Well, that's about every one of them, unfortunately. And I have some great friends that are, but guys, can't give vaccines or toxic chemicals and not say you're not hurting anybody, right? Even antibiotics, you don't know what you're doing. So, anyway, I went right out of my mind what I was talking about. But it's enough to say that you got to watch what you're doing. You got to watch the chemicals you put in you. You've got to be real careful, because the harm that's being done is astronomical. Matter of fact, there's a website here. Total deaths in the United States since January 1, 2000. And this was pulled off in 16. So, basically 16 years, although I have a feeling that some of these figures are startling. The iatrogenic deaths, as we talked about, was listed on this website, and it's up around 13,000 for the 16 years. I'll have to tell you, I think they're so far off with this. No, 13 million, I'm sorry. 13 million in the last six, in the, in from 2000 to 2016, roughly 15 years, they supposedly iatrogenically terminated 13 million people. My guess is that on the low side. Now, this is this not the deaths from chemo was their big feature, and the deaths from chemo is up to 16 million for those 15 years. I think you can easily double, triple that easily. I mean, the deaths in America are up there pretty high medically. So when they're hollering this pandemic, whoever, you know, obviously set that word up, knowing that it's not truly one. And scaring everybody. Look at these deaths. And it goes on to hospital errors are up 7 million for those 15 years. Well, if you break that down, that's roughly 500,000 a year, which really is in line with this guy's son died in a hospital mistake, and he took it his personal duty to start figuring it out and informing. Drug resistance, I mean, it goes on, and bed sores alone, this is interesting stuff though, amazing that they have a statistic of how many people died from bed sores. I mean, that would be the treatment thereof of bed sores, which is 2 million, roughly. Hospital malnutrition, 2 million. Adverse drug reactions, 2 million. Medical errors, almost 2 million. Hospital infections, a little over a million. I mean, this goes on and on and on. It is not a pretty picture of how many people are dying here, and it does have some world figures to it as well. So I'll just do this. So, you know, who knows how close they are. Here's another one done by Gary Noel. I think most of you probably have read one of his books or something at one time. And Gary, he put together some statistics here. And this is annually, according to Gary Noll, that bed sores kill 115,000 people at a cost of $55 billion. And he lists the author that he gets these from. I mean, this isn't just him. He's looked this up. And you know, it's probably tied into that. Surgery-related deaths are 32,000 a year. Surgery-related deaths would probably be more anesthesia, because a lot of people die of from anesthesia. It's neurotoxic, you know, propofol, the Michael Jackson effect. In a 10-year guesstimate, adverse drug reactions are over a million, medical errors are a million, bed sores are over a million, unnecessary procedures, half a million. And this just keeps going on and on. You just don't even want to, I mean, it gets really bad. And what's interesting to me is people keep going to these places that don't know how to cure anything. I'm obviously in line with surgeries. But you ought to be careful before you go in, you know, several things. And that is blood pressure. You don't want to go under the knife when your blood pressure is 90 over. I'm just, you know, when you're running low blood pressure and then you go into neurotoxin, you know, you can, you know, can put you out. So something to think about. And the first iatrogenic study, going to what iatrogenic diseases are, was LEAP. Who is an error in medicine back. He published this book in 1994, a paper on it, which appeared in the Journal of American Medical Association. He found that another report in 64, that 20% of hospitalized patients suffered iatrogenic injury. In other words, 20% of the people that went to the hospital suffered because of the medical establishment themselves. So 20%, with a 20% fatality rate. Damn. In 1981, Steele reported that 36% of hospitalized patients experienced iatrogenesis with a 25% fatality rate. I mean, when you really tear into it, you guys might think I'm crazy over these years telling you all this, but when you really tear into it, I've said this many times before, the medical community is the top killing machine of all things on this planet. And you must understand that health has nothing to do with killing people or experimenting on people. You don't have to experiment. We don't experiment. When you're out there and you're hanging on by a string, I might be throwing all kinds of stuff at you to try to get you back, you know. Yeah. But these kinds of things are sickening, and I've had to deal with this all my life, you know. And I just was digging through some of this, looking at some of this stuff coming up. Oh, look at that. And this, of course, is a lot more reviews. This is an editorial review. There's medical doctors, Nature Pass, all kinds, but more medical doctors on this. Get this. For immediate release, Orthomolecular Medicine News Service, all right? So Orthomolecular News Service, I don't know who that is, of course, but Orthomolecular is vitamins and minerals. All right, so no deaths from vitamins, minerals, amino acids, or herbs. Poison control statistics prove supplement safety. Thank you. I mean, someone might have a reverse refractor or something like that. All right. You might have an anaphylactic shock maybe with an herb or something because there's some type of flower or something that your lymph system is so bad, you know, that sort of thing. But compare 1 to 2 worldwide yearly with millions of deaths worldwide. I don't know what the world order is worried about. Just keep letting the medical doctors control everything. Pretty soon, most of the people will be gone. I mean, this is no joke anymore. This whole thing proves how much of a joke it isn't. And here it is, no deaths from vitamins, minerals, and stuff. More on the whole thing. Undisputable facts. I have a whole category, thick folders of undisputable facts. Dispute them. Show me your facts. This is kind of cute. How in the heck could that be? Eat fruit to get rid. What? I mean, fruit, man, that causes diabetes. Didn't one of my clients tell me, her medical doctor told her that you can't have fruit, it causes diabetes? When you start acting this way and talking this way as a physician, it only makes you look extremely stupid. I mean, don't talk if you don't know the truth about things, especially when you're dealing with health, because we're the health people. Front page news in London. Thanks. Thanks for you guys. You guys send me all these good tidbits. So, now, you've got two types, what they call two types of diabetes, right? Basically, we can simplify this by saying this. You have either adrenal blood sugar problems, or you have pancreatic and adrenal blood sugar problems. You cannot have, I would say the only way you could have pancreatic islets of Langerhans, the beta cells, you could have a weakness there genetically and not have that in the adrenal gland because, let's say, one of the donors had a strong adrenal gland and pull someone that had type 1 away from the adrenal connection of that but left the beta cell connection. And the reason I'm saying that, the only way you could bring down a cell is if you have kidney and adrenal problems. Why is that? The lymphatic system. That's the only way. And these diets that man's been on since the beginning, since he's been dropped off here, has been kidney and bowel killers. I mean, kidney and bowel problems has ranked the number one, and everything else is a hiccup from that. Whether it's heart, lung, it don't matter. It just doesn't matter because kidneys go first. If you have no obstructions in your lymphatic system, you have no symptoms of pain, you have no swelling, you have no inflammation, you have nothing. It's only when you develop obstructions within this system. Well, how the heck can you develop obstructions within the lymphatic system? Come on, man. It's an oil-based system. It deals with acids. So, go back to acid. Acid-ash diets break down kidney tubulars, remember? And this is one of the big issues with the SARS and stuff, fighting the same thing with the corona, kidney tubular degenerations in people. So, you know, you've got to have the adrenals down. Well, there's your sugar metabolism. Sugar metabolism is your adrenal glands, right? Cortisol, sugar metabolism. But you have metabolism, but you also have in your more complex sugars, including one simple sugar that tends to be obviously a little more complex for some reason, you have to have a carrier to assist that sugar across the cell wall. A lot of things need carriers. No carriers, no crossing. So the body needs carriers. What's the carrier for sugar through a wall? Insulin, right? So let me ask you this. Why doesn't then fruit sugar, fructose, not require insulin? Because we proved that over and over and over and over and over again. Even poor Marcy has proved that to herself. It's maintaining, for those that have no discipline, you know, it's maintaining that level until you get done and rebuild the beta cells, even if we're in a genetic stance, because they're going to rebuild. You're going to take it way past its genetic memories. When you start introducing herbs that are for these type of cells, and you're introducing a higher level of alkaline electrolyte nutrition, energetic nutrition, it brings up the consciousness of these cells that are in acidic slumbers. And when that happens, they'll rebuild. Their memory changes, like your memory will change. Everything is prone to change. Nothing is static in real time. And remember that, German iridologists. When the next time you make a statement that there's fixed eyes, just remember your science if you've had it. Nothing is fixed in creation, my friends. We have the word static, but there's always at some micro or whatever level a movement or activity. Always. Always. Even in these stagnant lakes, you see, you know, you've got a lot of fungus and things going on the micro levels that are... But I think this is pretty cool. And you know what this also does? Well, compounds found in herbs and spices strengthen the brain. But look at this one. This ties into this too. Remember this one? Using fruits to grow human tissue. Wait a minute, don't you use protein? Wouldn't you use protein to grow human tissue? No, because it's acidic and you'll destroy human tissue. Wait a minute, they tell us to eat all this protein. What's going on here? Someone lie to us? Just saying. You know, and the other thing that ties to this is I've got a study somewhere here that shows that the reason the primate and the Homo sapien brain is so big is because they're frugivores. There was a study done, and I got so much stuff over here. Death by medicine. I got tons of this stuff. Oh, my God. I have so much, guys, on this stuff that I've collected through the years because I always thought one day we're going to go after the FDA. There's murder by injection. Someday we're going after the medical community. And we're going to go after the FDA for stepping on us and for suppressing us and for the years of what they've done to our field. Oh, yeah. And I've got hundreds of studies and tens of thousands of us. That's pretty cool. Oh, look at this. Acidity kills the pancreas. You know, these are all studies done. Here's Berkeley professor states, people do not die of cancer. And I'm with this professor at Berkeley. I'll tell you right now, 100%. Berkeley professor states, people do not die of cancer, people die of what? Chemotherapy and in terrible pain. You have no idea. My friend, a good friend of mine, just died. Didn't die from lung cancer, no. They took that little bitty tumor out. Didn't have to. I warned him, do not do. The most painful surgery in the world is lung surgery. Lung cancer surgery. Lung. He did. Died of pain. They tried the ablation. They tried to cut the nerves and all this shit. Really, look at the stuff you get people into for no reason. You leave them alone. That tumor could have grown there for another 20 years. He'd have been long dead anyway from natural causes. Oh no, we got to mess with things. Things you don't know anything about. So I'm with this professor. 100%. People don't die of cancers. They die of the pain. And when you, there are cancer, any of their diseases, we can all funnel it right down in chemistry. Almost 99% of all their friggin' named diseases, we can funnel it right down into what side of chemistry? Acid. And how many other sides of chemistry are there? One. Ouch. You guys are the vitalness of this planet. You notice that, don't you? You guys are so vital to this planet in what you're learning and what you know here. They soon get rid of a guy like me. They tried awful hard. Thank God I got sun protection there. what's this? Science day. Fasting triggers stem cell regeneration of damaged old immune system. Wow, fasting. How about that? What do you think? Why would that be? When you're fasting, what are you engaging in? Where's your energy coming from? If food is the only source of energy that you have, right? Of course it's not. You're the source of energy of your body. Each and every one of you are the source of energy for your body. Each and every one of you, remember, your consciousness, learning to express itself in individual form, in duality. Tough on consciousness, because consciousness is just the observer. Consciousness can't be anything but that. Its illusion is that it looks through the lens of duality and takes on individual form. And when you guys let go and let go and let go, that's all it is. Soul traveling is still traveling within creation. But as soon as you let go and quit thinking, you pop back and now you're the observer again of all your bodies. The mind and emotions are out here. But when you pull in with your attention, you're in your mind and emotions. Everything seems so real. Man, look at all this. Peyton Place, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital. Pop back out and you're in consciousness. Easy to say, but you have to learn how to quit thinking. You learn how to change your viewpoint from looking to God and everything and working from it. Be and work from a position of the now or beingness, which is a position of allness. There is nothing outside of that. There's nowhere to think. There's nowhere to go. There's no, it's a complete state. And it can only be had in the present moment because there's no time involved in totality. You can't have time in totality. Time is points, distances, separations, things like that. Physics. Fun stuff though, right? Yeah. You just have to learn how to be in the now and observe. Just be the watcher. Man, I've been watching for quite a while now, trained myself all these years, of course. And funny, the things you see when you just watch. But this is cool stuff about the immune system. Periods of no food for 2 or 4 days at a time over the course of 6 months kill old and damage immune cells and regenerate new ones. And it goes on about this. I think I covered this on a video. Some of the videos got, you know, terminated because of my big mouth, probably. But I've got so much stuff. Here's excess acid stored inside your fat cells. They never know how much that's true, but certainly you start soaring. Here's what they don't realize. And I want to take this, that I don't even know what magazine this is. Healing Wish List. Well, we'll see. So excess acid stored inside your fat cells. You know what happens when cells store acids? Can you guess? They don't sit there and have a smile on their face. Heck no. Ow, 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 ow. That hurts. And then what we first call a cell like that is atypical. A lot of women know that from pap smears. Atypical. That means those cells are marching down the road to where? Well, their word is cancer, but we'll call it destroyed cells or just, you know, pretty much You know, so atypical means you're getting broken down. I'm getting there. I'm getting breaking down. I'm breaking down. What's breaking me down? I take your attention back to the French physicist that kept part of a chicken's heart alive for how many years, you science buffs? Was it 20? Part of a chicken's heart. And why did it finally die? What finally killed that? Those cells? Everybody was gone out of the lab for a week or a weekend or something, and they forgot to do not just in a solution. What else did they learn that they had to do with this experiment? Did anybody remember this one? This is an old one. Clean them. Clean them, just like a baby's diaper. If you don't get that diaper off of there, what's the acid urine going to do to the skin? And what's the skin made of? Cells. I asked that to a, when I took IV therapy, I asked this of the nurse practitioner who was giving the class, and I asked her, I said, okay, so you want me to, inject chemotherapy into the vein, right? And they have pictures of what happens if you spill chemotherapy on the skin. Anybody, you nurses know that one, of course, and physicians. So what happens to your skin if you spill battery acid on, chemotherapy on it? Yeah, you pretty much got a good picture of that. Pretty much eat your skin off, pretty much, right? So I asked her, I don't take no crap. So I asked her, I said, she knew me. And I said, what's your skin made of? And she says, cells, And I said, but you want to inject this acid that destroys your skin. You want to inject it into the vein there, which just destroys all the way up to the subclavian, up to the brachial and just destroys that. Everybody on the old days used to see the vein collapse, crap. Oh, wow, my vein just died. Oh, well, instead of putting it down here, we'll just go right in here to subclavian port, right into where? Where? The main aorta? What? And how many people die of aortic aneurysms from that? What? What's the percentage now? Because anytime you pour acid in someplace, the body's going to steal calcium to correct it. And where does calcium come from when you go right into the venous system or the arterial system? The little one-cell basement wall of the connective tissue. And therefore you see spider veins, varicose veins, petechia, bruising easy, and pretty soon you're in a serious little situation. All from acids. And when acids accumulate in the cell, be careful how you write things. I'm just saying. Oh, man. I've got what is this? I got so many things, guys. I was looking through all these things, and I wanted to tell you all, I'm still alive. I just turned into Shannon a sidebar on the iridology thing. I've been up for nights working on this one. And I really want to get deep into the brown eye. I'm going to get a little more into connective tissue and explain that a little bit, how that changes even the trabecula, how connective tissue is affected both through the bowel wall, as we've shown, but also through the connective tissue of the eye itself. And so there's a lot to look at that sort of thing and how we can connect the dot from the parathyroid and then some right on up to the pituitary. So I've been working on that because we're going to be filming all day tomorrow here. And I've been putting that together for it. NORA, Nutritional Oncology Research Institute. High fruit diet, natural cancer treatment. Look at that. More evidence for a high fruit diet is the best diet for natural cancer treatment. Well, that goes along with this one. Look at this one. I showed you this one before. Right, reduce your risk, right? Don't see any meat on there, do you? Now, who wrote this one? American Cancer Society, 86. And I've done a lot of lectures in front of these groups, and no one I've ever met in the groups of the Cancer Society ever saw a chart like this. Oh, would you like to have some cookies and Kool-Aid, Dr. Morris? Yeah, when you're in trouble. When you're in trouble, you have to take care of business here. But that just more evidence. There are so many studies out, guys, that nobody gets to see about mortality rates with chemos and stuff. And that's in England and everywhere else, too. All right, so, John Hopkins did a study here, the third leading cause of death. This is a John Hopkins study. I used to like John Hopkins until I sent a client there and what they did to her. She's alive, thank God, but not thanks to them, really. I had a lady that I pulled her, she had a fairly large breast, and I pulling the tumor out with black salve, although it didn't, it became quite large. The tumor was about that big around. You guys have seen it in the class. Great big tumor sitting right up here. And you could tell it had a blood supply to it, because interstitial, of course. So I sent her to John Hopkins. They had her laying there for a week. And nobody would touch her, nobody look at her. They told her all kinds of scary crap, what they'd have to cut her body up and everything. This thing was just gross and, you know, necrotic and smelling. I was on the phone with the husband saying, oh, they're full of crap. I pulled all that stuff, it's just up in the tumor. And I said, get her out of there. Let's find someone else to take her. You know, because these guys, they don't know. They just, and this is John Hopkins. So they said, no, stop. We got a breast surgeon coming today to look at this. So sure enough, a breast surgeon came in there. Now, this is John Hopkins for a week, a breast surgeon. And just looking at this thing, really? Just factual, it's a true story. And so the surgeon snapped on gloves, lifted up this tumor, and he goes, oh, look, this is just right on top. I can cut this off. Not only did we save the breast, I saved her nipple, too. So we saved that lady's whole thing. But, I mean, this was huge. But you see, it took a smart surgeon to go in and go, hey, look, everyone else wanted to cut her and dice her. But this is talking about 250,000 people in the U.S. die every year from medical errors. This is just medical errors, not hospital mistakes. It goes on. This is. They don't. Everybody's touching lightly on this because these figures are astronomical, and it just it comes good in a court of law though, because a lot of these are done by, you know, reputable universities. Hard for them to go back on this stuff. Really hard, because there's been a lot. Like I say, there's a study with Gary Knowles. Here's more. Here's a lot of different studies here. Death by medicine, hundreds, blunders in hospitals, efficiency of radiology, iatrogenic death by vaccinations, the death by measles, early orthopathic therapies and deaths. I mean, it is, can I use the word frightening? Okay. Chemotherapy found to spread cancer throughout the body. Now, why is that? It doesn't spread it. No, that's wrong. But that's like, oh, come here, let me spread you. You're an entity, and let me just grab you by the hand and walk you and spread you around the body. Duh. However, you do have one fluid that deals with acids of the body that is head to toe, that dominates interstitial fluid by what? 3-4 times as much as the blood? And you haven't even thought of that one? Come on, man. Look at this poor lady. I can't even look. Holy crap. But that's, you know, that's the stuff you get into. It does. Because why? It's acids that are killing people, and you're allowed to put acids in you. I mean, their chemotherapy is so much. All right. You know systemic acid. Acids that damage cells are 3-pH. We talked about that a long time. Most metabolitic acids are going to be 3-pH or somewhere around that, right? I mean, uric acid might be a little hotter, you know. But chemotherapy, I mean, they're just now getting chemo at 2. That's hydrochloric acid. And that burns up bones. Anybody like to suck on hydrochloric acid sticks? I'm just saying. And so that's going to cure somebody of something? Really? I mean, it does just what all these studies say it does. It's sad about that. Matter of fact, too often the healthcare system silences people around a problem. Are you kidding me? They would love to shut us all up. They don't want you well. Just ask Bill Gates. He'd probably rather see you in the ground than well. You're costing too much money for him. Yeah. Yeah, I want to make sure I cover a lot of things here for you guys, because we have got a lot of things to cover. Look at this, global kidney disease. Look at this. One of you guys sent this in to me too, I think, or Shannon got it. Val does a lot of research for me too. But again, just going back to chronic kidney disease, what they call chronic kidney disease, we call it deterioration. And anytime you get into the cancer level or these levels, you're into the degenerative levels. And these degenerative levels are cells are breaking down on you. You could call those a cancer cell. You really could. I don't know why they don't the same thing, you know. But it's the same system breaking them down. And this goes into talking a lot about that. And again, how would that be so important? You know, they're writing this and looking at this without the understanding that the kidneys are the main players in the elimination system or the immune system called the lymphatic system. The skin, of course, is the skin and kidneys, skin having the largest surface area of elimination. So, and of course, the intos tied into that would be thyroid for the skin and what for the kidneys? Adrenals, right? So, and then you could have the pituitary over both of them. So, the real problem with the kidneys, of course, and even with the skin, is the overburden of acids. And the overburden of acids comes when the body is consuming acid ash foods on top of metabolitic acids and wastes. So you're going to have metabolitic acids and metabolitic wastes are predominantly acids. Take a look at your Krebs cycles and your methylation, all these cycles that deal in the body and running the body. Most of these byproducts, including ascorbic acid off the Krebs, was acids. And so this passion to treat the body back with acids, I don't know where that comes from except from the negative forces, because it sure isn't a spiritual thing. So this is seriously talking about the destruction of the kidneys. And if you hitchhike this with what you guys all know, that the kidneys are the main players in the immune/lymphatic system, then you see why the deaths. And still you have tons of people survive all these with kidney problems. It is those that have the adrenals with it. And what vital role does the adrenal glands play that can be compromising to your health in a flu-like situation? Autonomic nerve control. Autonomic nerve control. Neurotransmitters. You know, you suppress like an asthmatics on, that's part of the COPD chain. You all have adrenal weaknesses. And that's autonomic nerve weaknesses at that for those type of problems. Well, you know, that's breathing. And it's hard enough to get an exhale. So, you know, when virals are released by the body, it's just like this virologist said in his letter to me. It is a detoxification effort. But the reason is you've got cells breaking down. And that's you're grabbing RNA factors. And that's what you're seeing. Proteins around RNA is simply, in my opinion, are cells breaking down. And that's simply telling that you have a lymph system backed up to create this. And the body's going to start purging. And the reason it purges systemically is that it's a systemic problem. Cold and flu-like symptoms are a systemic problem. A viral is just your trigger. And it could be just cold air blowing on you can be your trigger. Anything alkaline, like eating fruit, it can trigger you into a cold and flu-like situation or virals. And these are all done for that purpose. The body has to have communication ways. It doesn't sit there and talk to itself like this. Hey, listen, adrenal gland cells, I want you, this cell, I want you to do the cortisol, you to do the, neurotransmitters over there, aldosterone, you can give me some, you sexual thing, okay, you're going to have that, testosterone and estrogen, okay, you know, so you don't have that, so what you have is hormones telling hormones or neurotransmitters or steroids, you have all this communication highway. There is consciousness and there is frequencies that are communication highways. I don't know how to explain that other than if you see someone with robust vitality and energy versus someone with a sudden down like that, the communication is obvious. So frequency communication is obvious at some levels, you know, all types of things like that that we're not even privy to because we're too busy thinking and lost in fields of dreams of diseases that don't even exist. because they haven't taken the time to walk it all back like Nature Pass. They haven't had the years of Nature Pass. Nature Pass started from the beginning. Man has only used the botanicals and things. He wasn't a chemist in the beginning. In some ways, you know, it's great to have a world of chemistry, and in some ways it's that double-edged sword. It's that duality again. Great and kills us too at the same time, but big deal with the kidney problems. All right. Let me see here. Maybe this is something good. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is a good one. Oh, here's one. Science finally confirms that certain fruits do not raise blood sugar in diabetes and even prevents diabetes. And here's another one. Wouldn't it be nice if we could turn that whole science head around and look at the studies they could come up with. It was incredible. Remember that the study out of some Canadian university that found that a lot of diabetes can be attributed to neurological diabetes, meaning that the function of the beta cells are controlled neurologically. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's back up. Couldn't we say almost every cell in some sort is controlled neurologically or electrically? Uh-huh. And the lack thereof could mean the decay of the cell, that area, neuropathies, myelin sheaths. See? And so lowered neurotransmitters mean lowered energy on the highway, means the highway is going to decay because everything is electrical. Anything healthy is dynamic and electrical. This might make me cry. But some of you guys are incredible beings, and I love y'all. This is Eve. And she is one of us, but she can't afford our herbs, or we're trying to go to work with the lab and see if we can't get a lot of teas over to her. But there's who she's working with. And I'll say this to you, Eve. You got to get to the fruit category. You got to get away from any proteins. And the sad other thing to this type of syndrome is grains. You know, grains and beans, they suck. They're not nutritious. These young ones, all these in summer, these individuals need raw foods. They need to read, this is sick. And it's all over the world. There's leprosy colonies. There's all kinds of crap out there, guys. Karma, though. You know, but you got to get them on fruit, berries and melons, and as much, you know, secondary greens as possible. And then, of course, we can get into teas, start getting into regeneration there. But the diet is everything to regeneration of these kids. Some of them look like they've been in a war, of course. Syrian, probably, or something. But we can regenerate, guys. We can regenerate. How much? You just have to see. I saw a man with leprosy one time. It just head to toe, tumors. And I gave him my card, but I never came over. I would love to have worked on him. I love stuff like this. So, I know it's hard times. Anybody has any extra funds and want to help, mark it, send it in here, mark it Eve's children. Ooh, what's this one? More than 100 seniors die after receiving this flu shot. So, I'm not too sure it's not going to be the same thing coming, guys, with this other thing that's going on. You know what I mean? You know? This sort of thing. Mandatory. Killing of millions of people. That's how they can achieve their world order. That's the only one way to get rid of hundreds of millions. here, this one back, you know, flu shot, killed 100 seniors. I didn't hear from that. Go get your flu shot, seniors, or maybe you better learn the truth. You know, you walk around here like you can't walk anymore. I mean, you can't think, you pull in front of motorcycles all the time, and I'm a senior. But it's like, come on, man, get off your duff. Start waking up and get all these flu shots around here, and look at there, kills a lot of them. I'm just saying. So, when you're talking about vaccines, most of them are live virals. And those are the ones that get it from taking it, like polio. When they started inoculating for polio, oh, it got rid of polio. No, it didn't. It made it go up almost 700%. They just changed symptoms to meningitis. Just to fool the people. We didn't do anything wrong. We just, oh, and you got to have it today even, remember? Ugh. Drive them crazy. Oh, Mr. De Niro. Some guy that don't have a lot of respect for. No offense. Guy's got short on brain power. Good actor. But De Niro fears vaccine made son autistic. Probably guarantee it, De Niro. Probably guarantee it. There's a black guy up on Instagram. And he must be some surgeon or something, some medical doctor, because the guy's pretty smart. He knows a lot of facts and figures that we do. And he also, in his patients, he noticed that his kids didn't have any autistic symptoms before vaccines and then after. Well, that's what we've noticed on hundreds of them. So imagine we take these people to court and we have thousands of parents. And that's just the ones with autism. There's thousands more that have dead kids. And there's thousands more that have kids in seizures. When are humans going to wake up before they take us and get rid of the human race because it won't grow and it'll wake up? Oh, all kinds of surprising dangers of CT scans and x-rays, the dangers of painkillers. And this is all Consumer Reports. I had to go in and look up a lot of stuff in Consumer Reports. It'll shake your eye. I'm just playing, kind of cleaning up my desk for you guys, so I kind of look like I'm halfway good. But Dr. Tenpenny, I'm glad she's getting out there a little bit, but again, the suppression of this information. Facebook and Twitter, really, you guys amaze me, you young kids. Especially the Twitter guy. I got a feeling he's got something coming his way there. That's what I'm hearing. There's some lessons coming there for that guy. I don't know what to say about that one. But I think that's about all that I got for you guys here on that way. I want to... got so much here. You guys saw this book. Incredible new book out. Went right through the detox. Go spells it out for you and shows how he did it. Got himself straightened around. This is good. And I want to show this. Matter of fact, this was one. This is a cardiomyopathy. But I wanted to show you this in iridology, so I'm going to show you real quick here this individual's eyes, and they'll know who it is. But the heart area on this, I'm going to do my best because it's just me here, so I'm going to do my best. Come over there, okay? I'm just going to bring this over there. See if I can do this for you. All right, let's see how close I've got to get. This is the left eye, right? Okay, so this is 3 o'clock. Come right on over 3 o'clock, right? Take a look at right there, guys. There's a perfect heart. Look at that heart lesion right there. Look at that. And you see all that lymph around the wall there? You can hold that up. All that lymph around the wall. It's amazing. See if I can get over here. Right there it is. And all that lymph around the wall. Look at that. So there's a lot of acidosis. Now, what stage is that lymphatic system in right here? Look at all that brown. Okay, what color of eye is that? Is that a brown eye? Huh? It's a blue eye, isn't it? So there's a lot of brown right around that area. What area is that? That's right off the bow wall. So being right off mid-descending bow, that's all chronic lymph in a blue eye. See that? And then the whiter is your acute, your yellow is your subacute, and then your brown around the pupil. It's a good eye. But matter of fact, I'm doing this sidebar. Maybe I'll add this in there on there. I'll go give this to Shannon. This is a good eye to show your heart. And I'm going to do a lot of add-ons to this class as we go along here. But at the time we're done, we're going to have a cool naturopathic school, right? You'll be surprised how much you guys are learning that other iridologists, they don't know. They just don't know. So, I love you guys. I will be back. I'm filming all day tomorrow. It's just been busy weeks. I've been so busy. I love you guys. I've been out there traveling with a lot of you. You know that. I hear ya. There's so much going on. But you're going to love these classes. They're going to help you. And anywhere, level two is also coming up right with it. But I'm adding how to interpret blood work to a certain degree for you. I want to teach you how to take blood pressures properly, not how they teach you in nursing school and hurt people. Proper taking blood pressures and things like that, you know, things that'll be helpful to your practice. Maybe a little more about kinesiology. I'm only so good at that. But Eve, I love this bottle. Dr. Morris has got a... there was a guy like me back in 1841 with celebrated syrup. That's back though when I was close to being a Native American back then, I have to tell you. Been back there. All right. Love you guys. We're going. We're here. We've been fighting these herbs. I can't even... I'm going to go there. Unsettles me spiritually. I have to be careful because it's like, you know, we're just going through a lot. The lab's going through a lot. This has been a year of a lot of serious things, you know, that didn't have to be. But so get strong, get real strong. Don't take no for an answer. Don't let anybody bully you. You're the driver of your own car when you're with us, right? We're going to teach you how to get yourselves well, how to get yourselves out of this, the drama of soap operas, of the movie. It's fun. Play with the movie and play all you want. Be conscious as you play, though. It's better. A lot better. You know. So everything's good here. We've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks before all these herbs hit. And I'm going to tell you, oh my God, it's been a nightmare for us. Nightmare. And thank God Jennifer had a collection of herbs set back. Because we've never borrowed money as a company because we'd be out of business. You know, we've had to work and pay as we go, and that just kills your profits because you're growing that profit. Any profit you make goes into your growth. So you don't go borrow money for growth because then you got to pay interest on that, and there eats a lot of your profit. So, you know, I've always had this thing about trying not to be in debt, and, you know, we've had a few little things like, you know, but so we've done well to have a stock, and that's where our profits have been, is saving up. Thank God. Horrible, but I love you guys. Everything is good, and like I say, I'll be filming all day tomorrow. I won't be able to get back to you, but I do want to start getting on your cases and going over them. But I've been wanting to get this iridology done, and I've been in a giant move and, you know, going through some stuff like everybody else.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, Dr. Morris's HerbalHubClub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On tomorrow's episode, from Q&A 300, Dr. Morris will discuss keratoconus, methadone, shattered tibia and fibula. So, until then, stay happy and come back soon.